You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Over the weekend, I guess I didn't have a lot. I watched too much football, probably. Broncos, yeah, well, Broncos.
You know.
How's that quarter of a billion dollar investment paying off,
Al? Yeah.
What'd you
I
say?
Think it's a multitude of factors. Well, I'm not even a football guy, but the offensive line sucks. So I think that's part of the problem.
Well, maybe they didn't allocate their money properly.
They sure didn't, buddy.
Anyway, it doesn't look like the Broncos will be going to the playoffs this year. I guess we could talk about it more in trending, blah, blah, blah. What'd you do this weekend?
We went ahead and had Christmas vomit all over the house this weekend. According to my social, it's basically what everybody did this weekend. Everybody got the trees up. Mm. So we got the main tree up, a couple more little trees, and then just everything else in the house is all festive with holly jolly Christmas cheer. Which it takes me a couple days to get used to all the stuff out in the house. I'm not a big clutter guy. I tend to get a little bit of anxiety when the 19 bins come out of the basement and it's just kind of a free for all putting all this stuff out. I was actually, as the kids at Knick Knack were doing it, I was sneaking a few things back down to the basement hoping they'd forget to put them up. I was putting them back in the bins and sneaking them back downstairs. Yeah, and they didn't catch on, which was great. And then the other thing that went on this weekend, Dom, an open house popped up at the end of my block. And it's this little house that's been sitting there for a while. And the gentleman that lived there sadly passed away. But it's a ranch. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, a nice little place. And I told my mom about it. And so mom and dad loaded up and came over. And we went over to the open house this weekend. And they like it. And I've been encouraging my parents to downsize for a little while and get into a mm-hmm. ranch, you know, because they're not getting any younger. And we've had two family members pass away over the past year, and it's been eye-opening as far as how much stuff you have and how much you don't need, and who knows what your body's going to do, and it'd be nice to get into a ranch. And, so I'm trying to decide if they make a move on this, if this is a good idea or a bad idea.
Well, your mom right next door? Are you kidding?
I do. Well, it's not right down. It's at the end of the block, so they are quite a ways down. So there is a bit of a separation. But you really do start doing, like, the pros and cons. I mean, the pros, they're right there. The cons, they're right there. And it would be great for babysitting and watching the dog from time to time. But then I'm like, wow, would this put a damper on my neighborhood get-togethers that we like to hang out with all the neighbors? And I can kind of be myself. And I don't think I could be myself with my parents there at a get-together. And would mom be over all the time?
Yeah, she's already. You guys see each
other. And then on the other end, it's like, would my kids be down there all the time driving my parents nuts? You know, they'll go down and see Nanny.
You mentioned the downsizing. How is your mom going to do that when she's got so much stuff?
That was a big conversation last night because we were walking around this opening house and we're like, she's like, there's not enough walls in here. There's just not enough for all my stuff.
Yeah, so what would she do with
everything? That's why I said, Mom, you're going to have to get rid of like half the stuff in your house.
But she's not going
to
do
that. You're going to have to purge like crazy. And that's the thing. That's definitely what's holding her back is, years of accumulation and stuff. And it's your life, you know, and getting rid of all that. So, it's a difficult decision. It is.
Moving next door to you, I can see her wanting to do that. But mm-hmm. I can't see her parting with her things.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, definitely. It would be a giant garage sale or something.
Or, you know what she would probably do is buy the house, move in, and get a storage unit and just put all that stuff in a storage
And just
unit.
Save and it.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I can see them doing that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they do have a lot of stuff. I mean, they've been in the same house since the 70s, you know, and they've added on over the years.
Which is cool.
It's very cool. Yeah, I mean, they're still in the house I grew up in. So
I have an older sister who has been in her house for 40-something years
mm-hmm.
now. And I find that quite cool. I can't imagine it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I add up the number of houses.
Oh, yeah, you hop around a lot.
Just since moving to Denver, the number is insane.
Yeah.
Well, let me figure it out. It's one.
Yeah. Well, Nicole's moved 40 some times throughout her life because she had a mom that moved all the time when she was younger. And I think she added it up and it was like 40 times they moved.
That's crazy.
That's crazy right there.
I'm not that bad. In the 30 years I lived in Denver, I lived in 7 places.
Yeah. So you're fine with hopping around. But yeah, when you're in a house since the 70s, I mean, it's very sentimental. I mean, there's been hundreds of get-togethers. It's customized the way you like it.
Come on. You and your family don't need any help being sentimental. You guys
sentimental.
Are sentimental about everything.
I mean, houses used to be passed down for generations and generations.
That's your personality type, is that you guys are very sentimental and you like holding on.
Well, it's just going to be natural when you're in a house since the 70s. You're going to be sentimental about the house. Absolutely, 100%. Bottom line. Yeah.
That I agree. And you don't even have to be in a house for that long, because I told you my dream house, the one down in Castle Rock. Mm-hmm. I only lived there 2-3 years. But that one was the hardest thing for me to move in. When the house was cleared out, the movers were gone, and I was alone in the house.
Yeah.
And the house is empty. I sat on the landing there at the staircase, and I sat there
cheered
for like 30
up.
Minutes, just getting kind of, sad about it.
Yeah.
Because I love that house so much. So it's funny how we grow attached to things like that. It's one thing for all of the sentimental trinkets and things, like all the stuff you've got in storage bins and stuff like that. I get that. But it's funny how we become sentimentally attached to either houses or cars. You might only have a car for 3 or 4
years. Oh, God. Yeah, cars, big time for me.
And people get really attached to those.
Yep. Because you think of all the memories that have happened in that car or in that house, and that's what gets you, you know?
Yeah.
All the beautiful family memories.
That's funny. I usually don't think of the family memories.
Oh, well, you don't like your family, right?
I love my family, but I don't think of beautiful family memories.
I
guess I get sentimental about other things.
Like paint colors and carpet thickness.
We'll probably know within a couple of days.
Yeah, we'll know. I don't know. We'll see if they pull the trigger on this. This will be great if it happens.
You think she's going to
story
do
for just stories for days? I don't know. As of last night, they already have 3 offers on the house, so they're going to have to think quick if they want to make a move. So I'll let you know. I will let you know.
If they downsize, just building-wise, I don't think your mom's going to downsize with her stuff. Like I said, she'll get a storage.
Something will happen, yeah.
But would they sell their house for more than this one costs?
Yeah.
In other words, would they make
Yeah, or
would
be
they
like
make
a wash,
money out
I guess.
Of the deal? Oh, it'll be like a sideways
Probably.
Move financially?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even downsizing size-wise?
Have you seen the market?
No, I know.
It's actually,
I understand, but a larger house is still going to
sell
for
more
than a smaller house.
I think it'll be unless
their neighborhood is not so good.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've been in the neighborhood since the 70s, so it'll be an upgrade in neighborhood, for sure. But I'll let you know, buddy.